one fun. On point for today, the expert to talk about it, this is the ETF of the week. Welcome to the ETF of the week, where we examine trending, new, newsworthy, unique, and intriguing exchange-traded funds with the experts from VettaFi. The VettaFi.com site has a suite of tools and research that will make you a savvier, smarter, and better investor in ETFs. Todd Rosenbluth is head of research at VettaFi. Todd, great to chat with you again.
Great to be with you again, Chuck.
Your ETF of the week is
the TCW Transform Supply Chain ETF, ticker SUPP.
SUPP. The TCW Transform Supply Chain ETF. And this is a really interesting pick, but given that ticker symbol, there's only one question. Todd, what's up? Right?
Yeah, what's up? That's what my 13-year-old would say to me as he was walking in the door, sup. But sup, S-U-P-P, this is a thematic ETF, but it's different than most of the thematic ETFs that are out there. Instead of focusing on technology, it's focused more on industrials and materials companies that can benefit from a supply chain reshoring back into the United States. So we have certainly seen it in the beginning of COVID, and then in the last 3 years, since COVID reemerged and then pulled back a little bit, how important it is for things to happen in North America and in particular the United States. From an industrial standpoint, we think this is a really timely ETF. It's relatively small, but it's actively managed. There's a strong team behind it. We want to dig in deeper.
So this is what people used to call a granular ETF. Like, how finely can we define things and where do we want to drill down? When we are talking supply chain, is this the shippers and the transport companies? Is this the logistics companies? How narrowly are they defining this? How granular are they getting?
So because this is actively managed, the team has the ability to go where they think the supply chain opportunities are. So a company like CSX, which is obviously in the transportation space, Waste Connections is in the portfolio as well. Martin Marietta Materials is also in the portfolio. You can see a mixture of industrials and materials companies. Actually, Taiwan Semiconductor is also within this portfolio, one of the rarer technology stocks that you'd find. But because, as I mentioned, it's actively managed, that matters from both a valuation and a fundamental perspective, as well as identifying these future companies that can benefit from the trend.
You know, I asked the question, what's up? And the other possible answer would be here, sup, the fund is up. The fund is killing it this year. So are we late to the party? I mean, well above its 200-day moving average, but there comes a point where you get high enough that you think, yeah, it's got to go down from here. The timing on this one, with it being on a good run?
So I think the fundamentals are still strong for the supply chain trend, and it's still early days. What's exciting is, you're right, this is not a technology-oriented ETF. And technology is what's been leading the market. We still think that there's room for longer-term growth. This is a longer-term thematic strategy. Turnover is relatively low. The opportunities in this space are multi-year oriented, but yet there's active management. So there's obviously going to be valuations that need to be under consideration. And the management team that's behind this is reviewing this on a regular basis. In fact, we're excited. We have an equity symposium taking place on March 13th, and we're going to hear from the portfolio manager, Eli Orton. And one of the questions I'm going to ask him is about valuation in this environment.
This environment also, I mean, we got two wars going on. And we saw during COVID and after COVID, when we had the ship stuck in the Suez Canal and all those other things, how sensitive the supply chain is. Is there a worry, given that this is an actively managed fund, given how the market responds, that, you know, the next time a ship gets stuck in the Suez Canal or what have you, this fund takes it on the chin?
Well, because this is, even though there is some global exposure, this is primarily focusing on companies that are moving things in towards the United States and focusing on bringing things so that the supply chain is closer to home for U.S. businesses. So this is certainly we don't want any tragedy to happen. We certainly don't want anything to be slowed down from a global supply chain perspective. But the fact that this is focusing on North America in particular and companies that are focusing on bringing things closer to home. That's an opportunity for this to become on the radar for many investors if we get things in the news like your reference.
If you and I are talking about something mainstream, a core equity fund, a growth fund, whatever, you can easily see how an investor would use it. But in this case, when we're talking about a sector bet or a really narrow industry bet, how much of a portfolio do you want it to be? And where does the money come from? Like if you're looking at this, is this take some of your equity money, take a chance and supercharge it with this kind of a sector play? Or how would you expect people to use this fund?
So at Vettify, we often hear from advisors that are looking to have between 5 and 10% of their portfolio towards more longer term thematic strategies. This ETF, SUPP, can complement a core index-based equity strategy tied to the S&P 500 or the Russell 1000. There are, of course, companies in this portfolio that you'd have within your market cap weighted index-based approach, but you can overweight some of these companies that are tied to the supply chain in the industrials and material space. And you can often pair this with something more technology-oriented, whether that's artificial intelligence or cloud computing or cybersecurity. Those are some of the themes people are more familiar with within the thematic ETF space. So this can be a good complement to an index-based strategy benefiting from the active management of TCW.
It's SUPP, the TCW, Transform Supply Chain ETF. And it's the ETF of the week, a really interesting pick from Todd Rosenbluth. Todd, great stuff. I'll see you again next week.
See you next week, Chuck. Sup.
The ETF of the Week is a joint production of Vettify and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. Yes, that's me, and you can check out my hour-long weekday podcast at moneylifeshow.com or wherever you go looking for great podcasts. If you're looking for great information on exchange-traded funds, be sure to check out vettify.com, where they've got a full suite of tools and research that will help you be a savvier, smarter investor in exchange-traded funds. They're on Twitter at @Vetta_Fi, and Todd Rosenbluth, their director of research and my guest, well, he's on Twitter, or X, if you will, at Todd Rosenbluth. The ETF of the Week is here for you every Thursday. Sign up and make sure you don't miss one. And until next week, happy investing, everybody.